It's Friday morning, and that means it's time to check in with Jack Robinson of the Sacramento Business Journal. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Marianne.
So, what's topping this week's business news?
Well, a Davis company filed paperwork this week for an initial public offering of stock to raise $60 million. The company is called Marone Bioinnovations. It makes biopesticides, which are natural organisms or substances that control pests. One of the most promising products it has, for example, is a strain of bacteria that appears to kill off an invasive species of mussel that causes terrible damage by clogging pipes in water facilities. It also recently patented an extract from a pepper plant that could someday lead to a new natural herbicide. So all of this research takes money, of course, and the company hopes to raise more cash by selling shares.
You know, I honestly cannot think of the last time I heard about an IPO in our region.
That's right. Our tech reporter, Mark Anderson, says it appears that the last true IPO here in Sacramento was almost a decade ago. Back in the 1990s, these were very common. Companies like SureWest and Money Store, for example. Most of those companies have since been acquired by others or have moved out of town. So we have very few publicly traded companies left. Of course, the recession really killed the market for a while.
You know, it seems like we've had a number of companies announcing some pretty big deals recently.
Right. Envision Pharmaceuticals, for example, is a big, fast-growing company in El Dorado Hills that said late last week that it was being acquired by a private investment firm. It's actually a pretty sweet deal for the owners. They certainly got a lot of cash. They keep a stake in the company and get to keep running it. The company also gets access to capital that it needs to grow, and so this is good news for the region as well. Speaking of growth, we also got word this week that things are looking up for a private pharmacy college in Sacramento called California North State University.
Isn't that the one that ran into a delay getting accreditation last year?
Yes. Apparently, the school has overcome those obstacles and won full accreditation. Our health reporter, Kathy Robertson, says this also clears the way for the school to focus on opening a medical school as well in the same building that the two would share in Elk Grove. And this would come as early as the fall of 2014. What's interesting about the effort, I think, is that this would be the first for-profit medical school in the nation. Investors backing it on the theory that the demand for doctors is strong enough to make the school a success.
Well, first in the nation.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, let's move on now to the big story this year, of course, housing. Sacramento has just been on fire for months now, so the big question is, how long can this last?
Yeah, this is somewhat to be predicted, but Ben Vandermeer, our real estate reporter, says there are a lot of early signs now that the pace of sales is cooling just a bit, and that's probably a good thing since it suggests we're getting back to a more normal market.
Well, I'm sure all of us thinking about getting into the housing market or who already own a home are wondering, what kinds of signs should we be looking for here?
Well, inventory is the big thing that's been a measure of how hot the market is. It's been painfully low, like a month's worth of inventory or less even. And it's still very low, but the numbers are starting to edge back up. Prices are higher, mortgage rates are higher, and some of the more usual market dynamics are playing out again. This market is nothing like what it was a decade ago, of course, but it's heading in the right direction toward more familiar territory.
Lastly, let's touch on international trade. That's been a big topic in local business news lately, with, of course, the city of Sacramento even opening up an office in China. What can realistically come from that?
It's a good question. I've always been dubious, for instance, of sister city relationships, which I always think are silly. But I don't think anyone knows yet how successful this effort might be. Christopher Arons, who covers international trade for us, says the city hopes to sell local products in China and encourage investment here by opening an office that's a little off the beaten track. The office is in Chongqing, a huge inland city that is not as familiar to American companies and governments as Beijing, for example. Of course, that means that doing business may be harder, but it also means that Sacramento's trade office there will have less competition. It's an interesting gamble, but not very risky, really, in the end. The city is spending less than $100,000 a year to run this office.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Marianne.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk with him on Fridays. You can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Marianne Russ, Capital Public Radio News.